Fingers out.
Fingers out, bro. This is the 42nd episode of the Order of Tier podcast. I am one half of your hosting unit, Jordan B. Sanders, and I'm joined with the other half of the hosting unit across the internet. That's Mike the Hammer K. Kozinski. What's up, brother?
You know, just chilling.
How's it going?
Man, it's freaking awesome.
Are you eating a pizza again?
That is correct. Similar to a Ninja Turtle.
That's all you ever do. All you do is eat pizza and do laundry.
It really, truly is, actually. When I'm home, that's about all I do.
Okay, well, nobody wants to hear about that because that's boring. So we're going to start with a little bit of Order of Tier news. I'm still working on finishing up the Chiptunes album, the Chiptune versions of the songs from Flames of Destiny. And this is news to the Hammer K as well. I almost finished Control tonight. All I have to do is change a little bit of the drum stuff, and I think Control's going to be done. And then that only leaves three more songs because I am not doing the 18-minute song.
Why not, bro?
No. You can do it if you want to, but I'm not.
Yeah, I think I'll pass on that.
Because that's like something like 30 tracks or something crap like that.
Dude.
I don't want to deal with it.
Freaking more than that.
Yeah, I'm sure. So yeah, I'm not going to touch that. Anyway, so hopefully I'm on track to finish the rest of that album by the end of this month, this month being November of 2011. That's my goal, and I'm sticking to it, so we'll see how that goes.
Awesome.
That's pretty much all the news from the music side. We've got a couple songs we've kind of hit on a little bit for the next album, sort of started a little bit. Did you want to talk about those at all, or would you just want to leave it at that?
I say we leave it at that.
Okay, we're going to leave it at that. So we got a couple things we're messing around with. Nothing solid at this point, but
I'm in the process of working on a cover of Talking to Women About Video Games theme song.
Have you started that? That's
yes,
awesome.
I have. I've started it over and over again, like three or four times, and everything I do, it just sounds so, I don't even know. But I'm getting there. It's coming. That's what she said.
It's probably a bad idea.
Yeah, it probably is a bad idea. Yeah, everybody needs to go check out Talking to Women About Video Games by Jonathan Holmes. Really, if you search for that on YouTube, you will find all of these videos, and they are awesome. It's literally what
hilarity will ensue.
Yes, it's literally what the title is. It's Talking to Women About Video Games. It's basically taking the most stereotypical gamer questions and asking girls and seeing what they say and how stupid they look at you. Yeah.
Yeah, it's basically just, you know, rational responses to stupid questions.
Mm-hmm.
Just the way it's painted is hilarious. You have to watch it. Go watch it. Don't take our word for it. The only other thing, I can't think of really any other news. I think that's about it, man. I mean, not a whole lot going on at this point. We're about to ramp up on that next album here
about
in the
to
next
ramp up
couple
on some,
weeks.
Some new videos. We got some new equipment.
Oh yeah, that's true. We got some new camera stuffs and man, I gotta make another video, dude. It's been a while.
Yeah.
So Yeah, okay. I think that's all the news. We don't really prolong that any longer. The only other thing that I know that we have to talk about is this game that we played recently.
Yes, the lovely Catherine with a C.
Unless you, yeah. Yeah, Catherine with a C. Not to be confused with Catherine with a K.
Actually, hey, I want to talk about Sonic Generations for a second.
We'll talk about Sonic Generations, brother. I'm trying to stop you.
Well, I completely forgot until just now. I knew there was something else I wanted to talk about. Yeah, so Sonic Generations came out last Tuesday, and it's nostalgic. It saved my life from non-nostalgiosity. Why was that a word? yeah, I mean, like, I don't even know what to say to you right now other than if you like Sonic, then yes, it's awesome. The classic Sonic feels like classic Sonic. And the level design is really well done. The music is so freaking awesome. Like, the attention to detail paid in the sound department is incredible. Like, it's not really an overworld, but it's kind of like a map. It's like a side scroller map where you just kind of walk from level to level. So you pick which zone you're playing in. You have like the main music of this overworld thing, and then when you get close to a level, it starts like fading in the music of that level, like in the same key and like its own styles or whatever, on top of the music that's already playing. And it does tons of stuff like that with the sound. Like when you're playing modern Sonic and you're running slow, it's kind of like the snare will be on 3, or it'll be on 2 and 4, and then as you start running faster, the snare will change to be on the ands.
Oh, dude, that's ridiculous.
And so everything, the music doesn't speed up, but, you know, it just has that, like, double time feel. It starts feeling really punk, power metal-ish. So that's really cool.
Awesome. So what systems did that come out on?
It came out on 360 and PS3. And there's a DS or 3DS version that's coming out later in the month, but it's a completely different game.
So there's no Wii version?
Negative.
Man.
The graphics.
Doesn't bother me, but
the graphics are pretty intense. Like I have never seen so much eye candy in my entire life. Like there
really?
It is ridiculous. Like, I can't even.
You haven't played Bayonetta.
Well, I have played Bayonetta. I mean.
Wait, you haven't played all of Bayonetta.
Yeah, it's...
I'm sorry, I gotta just throw that out there.
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
But yeah. You should play it, Jabba2ya.
I want to, man. I'm not saying that I don't, but...
I bet Lindsay would like it.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Lots of 2D stuff.
Is there a whole lot of anything but running and jumping?
I mean, you know, platforming.
How many buttons do you have to use?
Either the thumbstick or the D-pad, depending on which classic or I mean, you can use either one for either one, but
yeah.
And spin dash is a button and jump is a button.
Maybe. Yeah, she doesn't like it when it gets to be like, you know, you have to use the analog stick or the analog stick, and then you have to have like two fingers on the shoulders, and then, you know, a thumb on 3 different buttons and all that junk.
Right. Right.
You know, basically any first person shooter, third person shooter, that sort of stuff.
Yeah. So she wouldn't like something like L.A. Noire.
No.
You have
no.
to use like. Every button does something, and then a combination of all the buttons does something else.
Like when you're playing Twister with your hands on a controller.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, I definitely need to check that out. That's probably one of those games where I could probably just fly right through it.
Yeah, I mean it's about 5-6 hours. It's not a really long game, but. Especially if you play it. Oh, my chemical plant is so awesome. Holy crap. Just stuff like that. The little things.
Awesome.
I'm also playing Uncharted 3. I haven't had too much time to be playing that, but so far it's a yes sir. Slash
awesome. So back to the Sonic thing, was that everything you'd hoped it would be?
Yes. I was pretty, I didn't know what to, I didn't have any expectations. I just beat Sonic Colors a couple weeks ago. So I really liked a lot of the things that Sonic Colors did. I think it really kind of perfected the whole modern Sonic feel. The way it switches between 2D and 3D, or the side-scrolling stuff, whatever. But it kind of, like, each planet that you went to, it's kind of like Mario Galaxy, each planet that you went to, there were, like, six acts in each planet and a boss. And, like, two of the acts were, like, real levels that had, you know, a lot of content in them. And the other ones were just kind of, like, they were more, like, short challenges in those levels. So it kind of almost felt like filler. But, yeah, this game doesn't have any of that. It's really straight to the point. Each zone has two acts, and one's classic Sonic and one's modern Sonic. And modern Sonic is actually a lot of fun to play with, surprisingly.
That is surprising to me.
Yeah, I wasn't really... I was expecting to, you know... I was basically expecting everybody to give the game a 50 and say, oh, classic Sonic's awesome, modern Sonic sucks, but they've really perfected the modern Sonic feel, so.
Cool. So, yeah. I saw that Donna was playing Sonic Colors recently.
Really?
Yeah, there was a post on Facebook about it or something. So I was like, all right now.
Oh, and do you want me to? Do you care about the story in this game?
Not particularly.
Okay. Well, basically, they just threw together a story to, you know, make it possible for there to be two Sonics in the game. And
spoiler alert! Do we want to?
Yeah, spoiler alert. Yeah, sure. So there's this time traveling demon that sucks modern Sonic. Classics, like all of Sonic's friends into this vortex, this time vortex, and then
is it David Blaine?
Yes, it's David Blaine. It looks exactly like
him. Awesome. Yes.
But it's cool because you fight the end boss from Sonic 2. That's the first big boss that you fight, and then Robotnik gets sucked into the vortex, and then whatever, blah blah blah. Later on in the game, the final boss is the big monster, and it's actually something that Robotnik has built. And it's funny because the classic Sonic and Tails and modern Sonic and Tails are both there. And by the way, classic Sonic does not say a word the entire game.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he just kind of nods his head and does motions. It's pretty funny. Anyway, classic Tails talks though, and he calls Eggman Robotnik. He says something about Dr. Robotnik, and then the Eggman from the future is like, nobody calls me that anymore.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And then the classic Dr. Robotnik was like, what? And he's like, I'll explain later. So it's just like, it's just little things like that. It's pretty nostalgic.
Yep. Little Easter eggs.
Yeah. There's lots of that, so.
Awesome.
Yeah!
All right, so should we move on to the main event?
Mm-hmm.
So the big thing is I finally got Catherine from Mike, and I played it and I beat it, and we're going to talk about that right now.
So massive spoiler alerts. Like, this entire podcast is spoilers.
Yeah, like, the rest of this, if you have not played Catherine and you intend to, I would not listen to the rest of this podcast. If you don't care about the spoilers, it'll probably be full range of spoilers. So if you don't really want to play through it, then we'll probably talk about most of it. You can just get it from here. But, yeah, I really liked the game a whole lot. I mean, it was pretty much everything that I thought and hoped it would be. Honestly, I was not disappointed in the least. The gameplay was crazy. I played it on easy, and It wasn't even really all that super easy. I mean, it wasn't bad, but like towards the end, it started getting pretty hairy.
Oh yeah.
I would like to play it on some more of those
later
mode.
Nights. Oh, it took me quite a few times to get some of that stuff.
Oh yeah, absolutely. But I still had like 97 retries at the end, so it wasn't that bad.
Yeah. Right.
But
still.
But yeah, I mean, that doesn't mean that I didn't have to retry the levels a lot, because I did. But I mean, yeah. It's not like it ever got really annoying. It's like I wanted to retry it, you know, because like I wanted to beat it. It wasn't like, yeah. What the heck's this crap?
Yeah, that was the thing, is it wasn't like frustratingly difficult. Like you didn't think the game was cheating you. You know those games where you keep on dying? It's like, what the f-? But no, it's like, okay, I just screwed up. I'm going to do this again so I can do it right.
The only thing that I can say that like made that the game made me mad at it was how when you get behind the blocks, it flips the controls. And that would mess with my mind.
I knew
like,
you were gonna say that.
To no end, dude. It's like, what the heck? Like, I go like just full on stupid. Like whenever I get back there, and I just completely can't do anything. You know what I mean?
Yep. Oh, I know. I know exactly what you mean. Like I would get back there, and then I'd sit there for a second, and be like, okay, which direction do I push?
You have to do things like two or three times just to get where you want to. Oh man, ridiculous. But. Maybe we should kind of talk about how the game's set up. Did you want to go through that or not? Or
as far as the actual gameplay of everything? Yeah, it's it starts in a nightmare, doesn't it? I don't really remember the big.
I don't even remember.
Well, I think it starts. I'm pretty sure it starts in a nightmare, and then. Yeah, and then you wake up, and basically the way it goes is you have a nightmare, which is like the Qbert-style puzzle, and then you wake up, and then a scene will take place. Usually it's something crazy that's transpired over the night while, what's his name? I already forgot.
Vincent.
Vincent, yeah. While Vincent has been sleeping, he has performed some crazy activity. So then there'll be some scene, and then... usually there might be like a lunch scene or something like that, and then I'll fast forward to later that night. And this dude, they go to the bar every single night to drink,
like literally every night.
Every single night. And there's a lot of conversation in the bar, and then once the conversation gets done, you can actually get up and walk around and talk to everyone in the bar, and which is cool. Which I didn't really do much of this, so I want to play it again, but if you get up and you talk to people, you can really see how they change from day to day to day.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if they're in the dreams with you. But, so you spend some time in the bar doing that, and then you drink, and then you leave the bar, and then I don't think, there's not a cutscene before the next nightmare, is
there?
Oh,
yeah, almost. There's, I mean, it's nothing as big. It's normally just like him back at his apartment, drinking some more.
Right, yeah. He's drinking some more and smoking a cigarette in his little like studio apartment.
And studio is being generous. It's like a small hotel room.
Yeah, it's like a freaking closet. And then you wind up in another nightmare. And basically, what the deal is these dudes are getting sucked into these nightmares night after night, and people are dying.
Yeah. And you find out like why over time.
How many are there's like nine nights or something like that.
It's eight levels, and then
eight.
Yeah, and then at the end, you got to take on the dude who's making it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Which there's a whole lot of symbolism in the game. It's really ridiculous how like everybody that's in the nightmare, you see yourself as like human, but you see everybody else as sheep, and so like everybody thinks that they're the only human in it, but everybody's really human, but they just see everybody else as sheep. So that's kind of funny. I don't know. I feel really bad about like super spoiling it, but I guess we warned people. But it's really funny because like the guy who runs the bar, his name is Boss. Like that's all you ever refer to him as is Boss, and everybody calls him Boss. And turns out he's actually the boss of the game. So,
yeah.
So He's the one who's running all the nightmares and making it happen. Because he's trying to cleanse the human race out of people who are not loyal to their, significant others. Because the ones that are like that aren't likely to reproduce and continue the race. And I don't know, it's pretty crazy, his whole motivation for doing it. But anyway, like the whole meta, or like the real story is that you're this guy, Vincent, and you have this girlfriend, Catherine, with a K, and you guys have been together for years, and she's like kind of pressuring you to get married, not because she necessarily wants to get married, because her mother wants her to get married, and like you love her, but you're not really feeling the commitment type of thing. And then what do you know, you meet this other girl, Catherine with a C, and she just happens to show up randomly after everybody's left the bar one night, and you're just there by yourself, and you don't ever like have a choice in like inviting her over or like her showing up or anything. It just happens that like she spent the night at your place, and you know, it was implied that things happen. You never see any of that, or never really, you know, can decide to do that or not. It's just, that's how it draws her into the story. So it's like you cheated on Catherine with the K with Catherine with the C, and then it's this whole drama between, you know, do you want the excitement of Catherine with a C, or do you want the stability and order of Catherine with a K? And that's there. You get asked a lot of questions during the nightmares that are, I guess, play off of that. And it's really a morality system. I mean, it's not really morality per se, but I mean, it's what you would think of as a morality system in a game, kind of like Bioshock, where it's like, you know, do you want to harvest the little sisters, or do you want to let them go? But the questions aren't, it's not as obvious as like good versus bad. Dude, it's really a little more subtle.
And it's really cool, like after you answer a question, how it pulls together the pool of everybody who's answered the question or whatever for the first time, and compares your answer with everybody else's.
Some of those I really don't believe everybody was being completely truthful about.
Yeah.
That's just me. The only one, there's one, because there was one where it was like, there's no way anybody said no to this or whatever, and it was like a quarter of people said no, and it's like, no, those people aren't human, they're just trying to mess with the game.
Yeah.
But the way you answer all your questions changes how he responds to certain situations, and it changes the outcome of the game, too. And what's cool, though, is like none of the endings are specifically bad. Did you ever go back and watch all the other endings?
I watched a couple of them, yeah. I didn't watch all of them.
So none of them are actually bad. I mean, it's really like the ending you get is aligned with how you answer the questions and how you play the game. Mm-hmm. And it's like, if you really felt that way, that's probably the ending you wanted. You know what I mean?
So yeah.
That's why I think it's good to play that game and like be completely honest about the questions and stuff.
Yeah, that's very true. I didn't even think of that. That's
Yeah, it's not like, oh, you're gonna go to hell if you do the wrong thing. But actually you do. That's what's kind of funny. Not that it's the wrong thing, it just depends on what you pick. Turns out, okay, so here's the underlying the twist of the game is that Catherine with a C is a succubus. And so like, if you answer the questions in a more... The dichotomy is chaos versus order, or freedom versus order. And if you answer on the chaos side of it, then, like, the ending you get is that, you find out what Catherine is, and then you don't care. That's, you really like her, and you just want to be with her. Catherine with the C, that is. And so, like, you have boss, since you beat him up. The terms of fighting boss at the end was that you're going to get one more chance with the one that you really care about, and they're really vague about who it is. And so, like, after you beat boss, depending on how you answered the questions throughout the game, it's either Catherine with a C or Catherine with a K. And if it's Catherine with a C, he tells you, you know, like, she's not really human, and he's like, oh, I don't care, I just don't want to talk to her. And anyway, like, they get all flirty and stuff, and he's, like, telling her how much he cares about her. And then, like, the devil shows, I guess, not really the devil, he calls himself the, I forgot exactly what words he uses, but it's basically like he's this head demon dude, and it's funny because he's like Catherine's dad.
Right.
And it actually is pretty, It's a pretty funny exchange that happens there. I would suggest going to watch the endings if nothing else in the game, but
yeah.
I mean, really, there's not any bad ending to it, and the ending that I got was the full order ending, which is the one where you get back together with Catherine with a K, and then you end up getting married. Then there's two other endings, or was this? I think there's like seven endings or something, yeah, but they're just like seven, some of them are just like slightly different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some of them are just like slightly different. Most of them have the main components. They just like drop out some things at the end or add some additional things.
Yeah, the one that I got, they actually, he broke up with Catherine with a C, and then he tried to get back together with Catherine with a K, and she said no, and then he was sulking around for a little while, and he realized he was better off, but it was actually a good ending, because he realized he was better off, so, I mean, it wasn't exactly, you know, like, yeah, depressing or anything.
So that's the one where, like, you bet on the wrestler, the female wrestler?
Yes.
Or is that a different one? Okay. Okay. So,
yeah.
Yeah. You took all boss's money and bet it on a wrestling match. That's so funny. But yeah, I mean, the game's really cool. I mean, it's just, it's the awesome part of the game is the details of it. You know, just like how, like, you get text messages from everybody and you can respond to them, and how you respond changes the chaos versus order meter thing. And then, there's like in the bar, there's a jukebox, and you can play songs from the game, or you could play, actually it has songs from like the Persona series too. And there's an arcade game called Rapunzel, and it's basically just the nightmare game, like the puzzle in the nightmare, but it's basically a way to practice it. And so that's pretty cool. Like, did any of the people that come into the bar die when you played?
I don't think so.
Did you get the achievements
I didn't talk to everyone.
Oh, okay. I got the achievements for finishing everybody's side story. Just because I was like super obsessive with talking to everybody when they came in about everything they wanted to talk about.
Yeah, I was for a little bit, but then I was like, I just want to find out what happened, and
yeah, most of them
I'll
are
go
like,
back and play it later.
Most of the stories are stupid. The only one that I really like was Justin's story. You know, the writer. It's the truth.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I liked him a lot, as a character, and you know, as kind of like a side character, and his story was cool. All the rest of the stories are really just like stupid. There's like one guy whose like mother was like in love with him and, I guess, abused him or whatever when he was younger, and then
what in the world?
Yeah, you didn't catch that one?
No.
Yeah, one of the dudes, the dude with the, I think it's, was it Daniel? I don't know, one of them with the longer hair, yeah. He was talking about his mom loved him, but not like a son or like a boy, but like a man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you didn't catch that whole thing? I mean, they weren't very direct with it, but it were like three different things that he said, that, and especially towards the end, about how like he tried to escape from her, that like she was keeping him. You have to talk to everybody on the platforms too, like between the levels and the nightmare, to get the whole story.
Mm-hmm.
But and then there's the one guy who's always trying to be like his dad, or like try to live up to his parents, and that was boring. I really thought that they were painting it like Orlando, or not Orlando, but Johnny was cheating on, or Catherine was cheating on you, Catherine with a K was cheating on you with Johnny, but that didn't actually end up happening.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, because like there was one part when he's a sheep, when you talk to him, and he's like, man, he doesn't even know that I'm seeing her, or something like that. He's like, I feel like such a loser.
Yeah.
So I really thought they were going to paint
that.
And then the whole thing is like, and also the guy Toby, the person who played the voice of Toby also played the voice of the person in the confessional. And so I thought that was good, like Toby was running it somehow, but that didn't actually happen.
Oh man, I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, wow. It just turned out it happened to be the same voice actor, but I thought that was what they were trying to go for, was that he was doing it, and you know, turns out, and also, you know, Erica, the waitress in the bar. You know, the voice actor that did her as a guy.
Really?
That's what I read that somewhere, yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, that's pretty interesting. But yeah, it's a good game. Yeah. Anybody who likes the sort of anime type of thing, I think they'd probably like that. The only thing that really bothered me, like I said, the control thing, that kind of pissed me off, but that wasn't that big of a deal. But the only thing story-wise that really bothered me is that there were a lot of sections where Vincent reacted in a way that really broke my identification with him as a character. He was really nervous about a lot of stuff, which, okay, yeah, he's in a nervous situation, but it's like he fumbled around and didn't just say something. If it were me, I would have been like, just say something, just say the truth, or if you're gonna lie, don't just...
Yeah. Yeah, that's the majority of the game is him just being like...
And then sweating profusely.
Yeah, exactly. Man, I really wish I had gotten that collector's edition now, though.
I can probably get it pretty cheap on eBay.
Yeah, probably. It came with that shirt that he, or that Catherine with the C wore with the hearts on it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It came with his boxers.
Oh, man. At least there's that one scene. I don't know if you remember, but you can actually see that he has more than one pair of boxers like that. You see the others in the background in his laundry.
No,
I was really afraid that this dude's wearing the same boxers every day.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it was a good game. I really want to go play some of their other stuff now.
Yeah, yeah. There were a lot of NES games that I noticed that they did, and it kind of popped up and be like, huh, I wonder what that's like.
Yeah.
They're what is that new game that they're coming out with? I think it's like something like Lollipop Chainsaw.
What?
Holy crap, hold on. I gotta look this up really quick. Live Googling.
What is...
Live Googling.
Oh, jeez. What, do you know what system it's supposed to be on?
No, Lollipop Chainsaw.
Is that really what it's called?
I'm pretty sure... Yes, I'm pretty sure
what
I was
system?
Doing this.
What system is it going to
be? PS3 360.
Oh, PS3, I don't see it on here, but this may just only be released ones. This may not be Lollipop Chainsaw. Yeah, it's not on here.
Maybe they aren't doing that. I don't know. It's a crazy Japanese game.
Lollipopchainsaw.com. See, who's doing this? Let's see, let's go in here. No, it's Grasshopper Manufacturer. That's Akira Yamaoka and all those dudes. Suda 57, yeah, it's all those crazy guys. Yeah, they're the ones that did Shadows of the Damned.
I still need to play that game.
Yeah, man, me too. Yeah, it's Suda 51 and Akira Yamaoka and all those dudes. That's probably going to be pretty good too, though. I wonder, what's that? Action video game, blah, 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 blah. Focuses on Juliet Starling, a cheerleader, fighting zombies in a fictional California high school. That sounds awesome.
I know. You should see pictures of it. They at PAX, they gave out foam chainsaws.
Dude, that's awesome.
Yeah. I'd give anything to have a Lollipop chainsaw.
Yeah, that's going to have to be one that I play for sure. Oh man, this is so funny. Pictures of the game, the effects are hearts flying out from her as she's slashing through zombies. Yeah. That's awesome. Oh man, I so want to play this game now.
When does it come out?
Oh, let's see. This says, it doesn't say. I think this is just one of those really early preview type of things. Yeah, there's no timeline on it yet, but this reminds me. I started watching High School of the Damned, or not Damned, High School of the Dead last night. Have you seen that at all?
Huh, I haven't seen that.
You should watch it, dude. It's on Netflix. It's awesome. It's an anime about this. It's about a zombie apocalypse, but it focuses on these kids that were in this high school, when it started, and took over their school, and then they escape, and you just have to watch it. It's one of those things I think you would like, and it's one of those things I really think Jason would like. If you go watch it, you'll know what I'm talking about. But it's good. I liked it. Or I'm liking That's it. Cool. I've gotten through like 7 episodes or something.
I'll have to check that out. Yeah, speaking of high school things, school of video games.
Oh yeah,
the
Freddy Wong.
Do you remember that? Freddy Wong is doing. Yeah, he's starting to post behind the scenes footage on that.
Oh man.
So yeah, that's happening.
Sweet. I want to see that. That's going to be pretty good, I think. He does some good videos. So all right, man. That's all I had to talk about. I give Catherine a 9 out of 10. I really like that game.
Yep. I would agree with that.
It's really cool.
Captain.
Dude, you need to play Bayonetta though. I'm telling you, you need I played Catherine, you have to play Bayonetta.
This is true. Let's see. Okay, so yeah, I don't really have any other games to play after I beat Uncharted.
Just
so.
Throw it on, dude. Throw it on easy and just plow through it.
Is it one of those games where everything changes on easy, or do they even do that anymore?
What do you mean, where everything changes?
Like as far as like you don't see parts of the story and stuff.
Oh no, dude, I don't think anybody does that anymore because that just pisses people off. I think it's like if you beat it on like not this game, but like I think what they do now is like if you beat a game on hard or like very hard, then you like unlock stuff. But I don't think that they like cut out story parts.
Okay, because that like I guess I just haven't gotten over that whole that fear of oh if I play this on easy I'm not going to get the whole story.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's like they always used to reward you. I guess it wasn't really a freaking reward. It was like forcing you to play on very extremely hardcore super death mode. So that you could actually hear the story.
Well, like there's some games still where it's like if you don't play it on normal or harder, you can't get some endings. Like some of the endings are, like the really really good endings are blocked out or something. But I don't think Bayonetta is that way. But Bayonetta is a longer game than Catherine. I think Catherine took me about 9 hours, 8 or 9, and then I think Bayonetta was like 14.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, but it's worth it, man. It's worth every single minute of it. But especially like the last third of the game, everything that's going on and all the visuals and the music and everything. It's, dude, you have to play it. You have to play it. Man, talking about it makes me want to play it again.
I really just need to start it over, honestly.
I mean, you only got, what, like an hour into it?
No, I was a few hours in. I was like four hours into it at least.
Well, I mean, you could restart it, but I don't think you're going to forget anything, really. Maybe the controls, how to control it, but other than that.
Yeah, that's the only thing, is I don't really remember how to play it.
Yeah. Well,
it's so weird, because I'm not really a big fan of beat-em-ups, even though in the 16-bit days, I loved, like, Streets of Rage and Ninja Turtles and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I guess of the recent generations, I just haven't really been into that stuff as much, but this is really, I don't know what it is about it. I guess just the general presentation of everything.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the
it's
thing
just
is, like,
freaking epic and over the top.
For sure, dude. That's the thing that I like about it. It's like the mechanics and the gameplay. It's like, eh. I mean, I wasn't that super excited about it, but like some of the moves that you can do, like if you when you get down like the combos and then like you really figure out how to do the moves, that's what's cool about it, I think, is like the animations that happen. And really just like the concepts of where the story goes, it's like, I mean, you think the game starts crazy. The game ends crazy. I mean, seriously, I've never seen anything that ridiculous in my life.
I thought the demo started crazy, but no!
Yeah, seriously, that's light mode. Lightweight.
Yeah. Lightweight! Ain't nothing but a peanut.
Nope. You gotta watch out for those peanuts.
Yeah, it's like the full game took a load of Viagra and was like, alright, I'm here.
And that's just the first section of it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, alright, man, anything else that you have to speak about?
Negatory.
All right, man. Well, I'm not going to draw it out anymore. This has been, what, the 42nd Order of Tier podcast. You need to check out our website, videogamemetal.com. You know, this is our podcast, so you know that exists. We also have a radio show that we do every once in a while, and hopefully I'll get, like, I'm hoping to do, like, a radio set, a personal one sometime soon, so we'll see about that.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, and we've got some videos. We actually recently put up a few videos of our performance at Memphis Comic and Fantasy Convention, so check those out if you haven't already. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Follow us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. All that jazz. You can get to all of it.
Yes to all the things.
Yes to all the things. Thumbs up all the things. Wait, what? You can get to all that from our website, videogamemetal.com. And email us, podcast@orderoftier.com. Whatever. We will get it. We'll respond to it. We will read it. Whatever. Send us pictures.
Dude. Ooh. Please.
Yep. Okay, so...
That sounded kind of creepy, sorry.
Yeah, we'll end it on a creepy note. Until next time, this is Jordan B. Sanders with Mike the Hammer K. Kleczynski. Take it easy. Later.
Deuce is...